Psalm 122 is included in these psalms of ascent, of pilgrimage up the mountain. The pilgrim is singing of Jerusalem. The first five verses, which we'll read in a moment, focus on the first part of the name Jerusalem. Yeru derives from the Hebrew yara, meaning to lay stones, to found, for example, to found a city. This is similar in sound to the Hebrew word for city, which is ir. Yeru and ir. Jerusalem is called simply the city, ir, in Psalm 87, verses 1 and 3. Verse 1 recalls the pilgrim's joy when he sets out on pilgrimage. What joy, he sings, when I heard them say, "Let's go to God's house." And the following verse expresses his delight at arriving at his destination. "Now," says the psalmist, "we're standing within your gates, O Jerusalem." And the first part of the psalm continues, "Jerusalem, you are built as a city, so integrated, so compact. To you the tribes go up, the tribes of Yahweh. Israel's law it is there to praise God. There is the seat of judgment, the throne of the house of David." And now we move to the second part of the word Yerusalem. Salem means peace. And the psalmist sings, "For the peace of Jerusalem, pray. Prosperity for all who love you. May there be peace within your walls, security within your towers. For love of family and friends, I pray, peace be within you. For love of the house of God, I pray for your welfare." Praying this psalm with Jesus, we recall his lament. As Luke writes in chapter 19, "As Jesus came near and saw the city, he wept over it, saying, 'If you, even you, had only recognized the things that make for peace.'" And in Matthew chapter 23, Jesus says, "Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the city that kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to it, how often have I desired to gather your children together as a hen gathers her brood under her wings, but you were not willing."